This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. A Supreme Court decision has cleared the way for sports gambling across the country, and the rush is already on to capitalize on the news. Eric Shippers is the Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for Penn National Group, which owns Hollywood Casino, as well as three other gaming centers in the state, and he joins me now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How soon might we see sports gambling here in Ohio?
Well, so the Supreme Court ruling, which struck down the federal ban on sports betting, leaves it up to the states to decide how and who will be ultimately operating these sports betting, opportunities. And so it really is going to come down to the Ohio legislature now having to decide whether they want to take up the mantle, take up this opportunity. And other states have, for example, neighboring West Virginia already passed the law out ahead of the Supreme Court ruling so that they could get first mover advantage in trying to offer this to their residents. So we'll see how the Ohio legislature goes from here.
It's an interesting question. You have gaming centers all over the country, and the Center for Gaming Research at the University of Nevada, for instance, lists Ohio as a state likely to offer sports betting within 2 years. Is this more likely to gain traction in certain areas versus others?
You know, it is. It's certainly going to gain traction more likely in those states where there's already casino gaming, because really this is a low margin business. It's about a 5% margin. And so it's not a ton of money in terms of new revenues, but it's a nice added amenity at existing casinos. Consider whether it's a husband and wife coming out to Hollywood Casino. One may prefer to play table games or watch the races, while the other can watch a game and bet on sports. And so it's another reason for people to come out to our facility. I think those are the states that are going to try to move more quickly than those states where they don't have existing casinos.
What is the demand for this like? Has your industry been itching to get into this type of betting for a while? And have you heard from consumers that they want this? Or?
Yeah, so again, we have two casinos out in Nevada. One is the M Resort in Henderson. One is the Tropicana in Las Vegas, right on the Strip. And our sports betting operations there have been very successful in driving additional visitation to our properties. We'd love to see that at our regional facilities, such as the four facilities we have in Ohio. But it's important to remember that take the Super Bowl, for example. $125 million was bet collectively across all the casinos in Las Vegas on that one event, and the casinos collectively won only $7.5 million. So it's not a lot of money from a business perspective, but it does bring more people out to your facility. And while they're there, they can certainly play the slot machines or watch the races or have dinner. So it's a driver of new business, but in and of itself, it's not a panacea.
Lots of Ohioans bet on sporting matches now, but we're talking about keeping that money in the state as opposed to it being spent online. What type of economic boost might legal sports betting offer our city or offer our state?
Well, it's largely going to depend on the tax rate. And the reason I emphasize that, West Virginia decided that they were going to get ahead of everybody, and they're going to pass a law that's modeled on the Nevada sports betting law, which has been in place for 26 years very successfully. And they passed their law in West Virginia at a 10% tax rate. Now, that is juxtaposed to Pennsylvania, which also got out ahead of the Supreme Court ruling in passing a law, but they did so at a 36% tax rate, which is the highest tax rate on the planet for sports betting. Because remember, sports betting's been legal overseas for many years in Europe. So the point is, if you do it right, if you do it at a stable tax rate and a low enough tax rate that incentivizes us to put more money into our business, then you can actually generate some pretty good tax revenues. If you strangle the golden goose like Pennsylvania is trying to do, there may be operators such as us, we're still exploring it, who may not do it at all. So it's a cautionary tale. We hope Ohio is paying attention to how to do it right in the case of West Virginia and how to do it wrong in the case of Pennsylvania.
Eric Shippers, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me. Take care.